Death Wish Moths. To amuse Catherine, I called the small grey moths that try to drown in coffee cups and computer screens death wish moths, explained that they are a form of death's head moth, but much less common. Rescuing yet another one from a keyboard, opening its wings with a fingernail and breathing on it until it flutters away to repeat another try at self-annihilation later, I'm reminded of how assets of intelligence agencies are habitually betrayed by them. The latest, the president of Haiti gunned down in his home by English-speaking mercenaries who pretended to be from drug enforcement, even if he had served his US masters, he thought, well. One is thinking of the pathetic Stephen Ward again, or a measurer of white helmets, or Witness K, who was advised in his truth-telling by an Australian boss who retired and pegged him hanging on the line. Do they never expect what will become of them? Afghani interpreters without proof the CIA ever paid them. Editors of magazines whose darlings no longer win crazily confected prizes. Fake cream, arid cherry on top, and the funds dry up. The dictators in 100 states advised by 100 April Glaspies it is good to take Kuwait. Perhaps they always saw in dreams the final embassy roof as the pitching helicopter left them. Or were they chosen because mad and addicted to death, as the manual instructed? Rhodes scholars in refrain to Hart's Rhodesia again. They seem the last word in loyalty, die inexplicitly in love. There is no tragic satisfaction in it, only numb pity, dread at the willingness with which they chose to fall, the trust until beyond the end that they were exceptions, known, as if just to be obsolete it must be just. The moth left some flying dust on my fingers, but can watch me type this from the ceiling, taking some brief respite from the light, the downward summons. But in Port-au-Prince, the states of siege don't stop.